You can listen for the bell, and when you hear it, you'll know it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. In this Bible school, we have been studying about Luke, the great physician. And I want to continue that study today. And we have been talking about how Luke wrote both the book of Luke and the book of Acts. And as I introduced him, I suggested, and I don't know for sure, but I suggested that he may have written the book of Hebrews because the style of the writing is so beautiful. And that is what we've become accustomed to after reading Luke and Acts. And so I want to give you a selection of readings of some of the things that Luke had written so that we might appreciate the great work he did in giving us the New Testament. Now, if you'll want to, you can take your Bible and turn to Luke chapter 2. And the first reading I'm going to read is Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Now, while you're getting that Bible, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now get your Bibles and follow with me. I will be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901, and it sounds so similar to the King James Version that you will readily recognize this passage. Luke chapter 2 and verse 1. And now it came to pass in those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment made when Quirinus was governor of Syria, and all went to enroll themselves, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and of the family of David, to enroll himself with Mary, who was betrothed to him, being great with child. And it came to pass, while they were there, the days were fulfilled that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds in the same country, abiding in the field and keeping watch over their flock. And the angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this is the sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men in whom he is well pleased. And it came to pass, when the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste, and found both Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known concerning the saying which was spoken to them about this child. And all that heard it wondered at the things which were spoken unto them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these sayings, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned to glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, even as it was spoken unto them. Now that's probably that single passage of Luke that is read more than any other passage. But I want to turn now to the end of the book of Luke. We're going to begin reading really at the end of Luke chapter 23, 56, and then read chapter 24. And the way this is laid out in the American Standard Version, that paragraph begins actually in the middle of the last verse of chapter 23. And so I'll begin there with Luke chapter 23, 56b. And on the Sabbath they rested, according to the commandment. But on the first day of the week, early at dawn, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, while they were perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were affrighted and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, That the Son of Man should be delivered up into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11 and all the rest. Now they were Mary Magdalene and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, and told them the things of the apostles. And these words appeared in their sight as idle talk, and they disbelieved them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping and looking in, he seeth the linen cloths by themselves, and he departed to his home, wondering at that which was come to pass. Luke chapter 24 and verse 13. And behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was 80 furlongs from Jerusalem. And they communed with each other of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed and questioned together, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What communications are these that ye have one with another as ye walk? And they stood still, looking sad. And one of them, named Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Dost thou alone sojourn in Jerusalem, and not know the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, The things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we hoped that it was he who should redeem Israel. Yea, besides all this, it is now the third day since these things came to pass. Moreover, certain women of our company amazed us, having been early at the tomb. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive. And certain of them were with us, went to the tomb, and found it even so as the women had said. But they saw him not. And he said unto them, O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken! Behooved it not the Christ to suffer these things, and enter into his glory? And beginning from Moses and from the prophets, he interpreted to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh into the village where they were going, and he made as though he would go further, and they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent. And he went in to abide with them. And it came to pass, when he had sat down with them to meat, he took the bread, and blessed, and brake it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said to one another, Was not our heart burning within us while he spake for us in the way, while he opened to us the scriptures? And they arose up that very hour to return to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they rehearsed the things that had happened in the way, and how he was known of them, and the breaking of the bread. Luke chapter 24 and verse 36. And as they spake these things, he himself stood in the midst of them, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they beheld a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? And wherefore do these questions arise in your heart? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye behold me having. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here anything to eat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Acts chapter 24:44. And he said unto them, These are my words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their mind, that they might understand the Scriptures. And he said unto them, Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you. But tarry ye in the city, till ye be clothed with power from on high. Luke chapter 24 and verse 50. And he led them out, until they were over against Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. Now that's the reading we have from the book of Luke. We have already read in a previous class about the conversion of Lydia when Paul came to Philippi in Acts chapter 16. Let me read you something else that Luke records there that is of interest in Acts chapter 16, and that is the conversion of the jailer. I begin in Acts chapter 16 in verse 19, and we'll read as long as we have time in this class and pick it up at another class. But Luke writes in Acts chapter 16 and verse 19, But when her master saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they lay hold on Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and set forth customs which is not lawful for us to receive or to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent their garments off them, and commanded to beat them with rods. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, cast them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns unto God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison house was shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the jailer, being roused out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. And he called for lights and sprang in, and trembling for fear, fell down.